Hi there, this is Ann Angela Webb, the Animal Intuitive. I wanted to make sure that you knew about my free intro to telepathic animal communication class. It's called Unlocking the Secrets of Telepathic Animal Communication. And you can get the class by just going to my website, intuitivetouchanimalcare.com, and heading on over to the courses page. Also, if you would like to watch this episode or to check out my extensive video playlist, use the link in the description for the Animal Intuitive channel on YouTube. And finally, leaving me a positive review helps the channel more than you know. Thank you so much for listening and enjoy the show.
This is the Animal Intuitive channel. I'm Ann Angela Webb. And hey, if your pup's nose is dripping or your kitty's eyes are watering, you're not alone. Many pets are suffering from seasonal allergies, especially right now as we go into spring here in the United States, at least. But what if there was a natural way to bring relief? Tonight on the Animal Intuitive channel, we're exploring the power of acupressure and tuina massage for pet allergies. These ancient practices can help your furry friend feel better without negative side effects. And we'll have amazing guidance from our guest favorites who are returning tonight from Tallgrass Animal Acupressure Resources, so stay tuned. On all you doggies, won't you walk with me? I'm the puppet dog. And as I mentioned, this is the Animal Intuitive channel. I'm Ann Angela Webb, owner of Animal Intuitive Academy and Intuitive Touch Animal Care. For over two decades, I've worn two hats, passionate animal communicator, massage and acupressure practitioner, and licensed clinical social worker. And here on the show, we learn how to connect with animals on a deeper level, explore holistic care options for pets, support pet parents through their journey, and learn from experts in the in fields of animal care and advocacy, like our guests today, Amy Snow and Nancy Zadonis from Tallgrass Animal Acupressure Resources. Welcome back to the show, Amy and Nancy.
Hi, Ann. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. It's always so fun when we have you. Everyone loves to see the two of you here. You bring such wonderful information and guidance for pet parents. So excited about today's show. And hello for those who are here in the chat. I just want to welcome everybody. Hi, Mel Mack, who is a wonderful mod. Thank you so much for helping us out, Mel Mack. And we just want to mention, if you have questions, you can put them in the chat. If for some reason you're coming in later, you're watching the replay, feel free to, you know, put any questions you have, or just let us know what you thought of the show in the comments. And so, Amy and Nancy, just tell us a little bit, for those who haven't caught a show with you on here before, let us know a little bit about Tallgrass and what that's all about, what Tallgrass is about.
Sure. Tallgrass Animal Acupressure Resources has been in existence for over 30 years now. We started in the late 1989.
Not 1889, yeah.
He's like it someday, so. So we have developed over the course of time a series of coursework that promotes and establishes the basic tenets of acupressure for animals, and that includes both online classes, of which we now have 15 in both species, and as well as 5 days of hands-on classes that people come from different parts of the country to our general location, which is in Colorado, or other clinics that we have across the country as well. And our goal is really with acupressure to balance the animal's energy, chi, and flow of chi so that self-healing can take place.
Wonderful. And I should mention, I actually am a graduate of Tallgrass Animal Acupressure for Small Animal. They have fantastic classes, and there's more information too in the description, but stick with us for now and then go thereafter. Okay, well, so tonight we're here to talk about spring allergies. So I'm just going to jump right into it. We have some wonderful points that you're sharing with us tonight, and some techniques with tuina. So let's go right into it.
Well, actually, I want to start talking about the fact that allergies are a hyper-reaction, a hypersensitivity to a substance, and the kinds of substances during spring allergies, the seasonal spring ones, tends to be inhalant more than anything else. And so dogs, cats, horses too.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to have runny eyes, especially the brachycephalic dogs that have respiratory issues in the first place.
Pushed in little faces.
Pushed up. It's funny when we think about it. Anyway, but they have respiratory issues in the first place. And so their reactions tend to be stronger, and you have to really watch it because they also have tend to have more excess lacrimation, eye drainage as well, and red, more prominent eyes because of the pressure, the way their heads are structured. So you do want to be very careful. That doesn't mean that a German Shepherd, any of the other dogs aren't going to experience allergies as well. So the substance is usually called an allergen, and that's what they have the hyperreactivity to, and it's pollens, trees, grasses, flowers blooming. But it also is, and it can break down their immune system to some degree, having to do with household cleaners, the chemicals that we use to clean, fertilizers on our lawns. So you have to be careful with that, and also grooming products. I know it's nice to have your dog come back and smell really nice, but dogs don't really want to smell really nice. They'd rather roll in something, unfortunately.
I picked up my mother's dog from the groomer, and he was not happy. He was sneezing. He was not a happy puppy. And, I mean, you could smell the stuff this woman just dumped on him. Like, it was really a lot. It smelled like, I felt really terrible for him. I was trying to brush it off of him, but yeah, definitely have to think about these things.
With wildfires in different environments now too, that's obviously a airborne allergen, smoke.
Yeah,
and that can be a big deal, especially out here in the West. We've been seeing, the possibility of more the dry smoke. And I know in Australia, I don't know if you have people on in Australia, but last year we were very concerned about the smoke there. And as you can hear, my voice is a little rough. I have allergies too. So I sympathize with the dogs.
I actually remember when I came out to Colorado for one of your classes, I had never been near a real wildfire. And I think it was in Utah, maybe. It was several years ago, like maybe 2018. But I remember it was so irritating, like that. I had never been exposed to that here in Jersey, and it was quite something. I mean, I really sympathize with people who, if you're like stuck in it, and the poor little animals.
Well, in New Jersey and on the East Coast and in damper areas, the issue could be mold.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very, very dramatically.
Yeah.
Because I lived on the East Coast for a while, and one of the reasons I moved back west was the molds. So dogs can react to all of that. Oh, someone says, yes, smog in the cities absolutely is a strong allergen.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
We just came back from Mexico City, and it was amazing how difficult it was to not have an allergic reaction. And it was just overwhelming. Wow. But it's such a beautiful city, and we certainly enjoyed being there, but that's a perfect example of an allergy.
Yeah, believe it or not, I think Mexico City is more polluted than almost any city we have in the United States, except maybe LA. I don't know.
Okay.
But it says, please feel free to ask questions. Yes, please do.
Yes.
We're here.
Yeah.
We're here now. Please ask whatever questions you have.
Absolutely.
So we have sneezing. You said about sneezing. That dog was not a happy camper. Were his eyes red and uncomfortable?
Yeah, he started he was trying to, you just could tell he was so uncomfortable, and he was kind of like moving around, and it's interesting because he actually has, I don't know if my mother is actually in the chat. Sometimes she's here, but he has a limited diet too. So he's already starting off because of allergies, like skin allergies. So he already has issues, and then he goes to the groomer, and then she like dumps a bunch of junk on him.
Yeah, and you can ask them to put the perfumes on, and some of them will pay attention because it really is unfair.
Most do.
So you can ask for that. Some people do want the perfume. Dogs are fine, but some other animals really don't care for it and will rub their eyes. And I don't blame them.
No.
Yeah, which is why during our classes we ask people not to wear any perfumes or scent or oils that might interfere with any animal in the room, including other humans.
Right. Yeah, it bothers me too, perfumes. Although.
The only other thing I want to mention on that score is if there is an extreme, like a breathing respiratory constriction, that you really need, and if the dog continues and you don't know what's going on, please take your dog to your holistic vet, because there are things that they can help with. There are vitamins, B complex vitamins very often, biotin, and maybe a mild antihistamine, because that's what I try to take is when I'm really bad, I take a mild antihistamine. So that helps with opening up the airways. But you don't want to, don't wait too long if you see your animals really in distress. Go quickly. Because obviously, if you're not breathing, things don't work very well. You're not going to make it. So, being careful. Now, in Chinese medicine, which is what acupressure is based on and Tui Na is based on, allergies are considered a breakdown of the immune system. So when we look at acupressure points, we have to look at the strength of the animal's immune system and how to build that and make it stronger. So basically the points that we are going to be going into and showing are an immune system strengthening. But we're going to focus mainly on the inhalant issues, the ones that are respiratory. And so if we want to go ahead and start, because the unfortunate thing is you can't avoid airborne allergens. I mean, there's nothing you can do unless you stop breathing, of course, or you put somebody in a hermetic box and don't let them out, and don't have your air filters going constantly, and they never get out. But since the dogs do need to get out, they do need to take care of their bodies, and they need the exercise, so the only thing we can do and effectively do is build the immune system. And pay attention to the inhalant ones having to do with eye, nose, respiration, and what else?
Moving qi through the body and strengthening qi.
Yeah. And strengthening qi. So the first point we're going to show you on the photo.
Okay. Someone did post Benadryl. I would ask your vet when you get into the, things like that, like using the supplements.
How much Benadryl?
Right.
Yes, Benadryl is definitely an antihistamine, but you don't want to overdose them. You want to make sure you're following the proper protocol.
And that's out of our scope of practice, so why you just definitely letting your vet direct you with that.
Yeah. Okay. A good question.
Okay. The first point we're going to talk about is lung 9. It is the source point. It's a very powerful lung point. And you can see Hugo's little nose. And where it is right. It's a moving point. The easiest way to find it is to lift the front paw and tuck your finger on the medial inside, so that you can feel that there's a little divot there. Yeah. Bend it down, articulate down. Mm-hmm. Nancy can.
Go ahead.
Nancy can show.
Yeah. And
bend your
elbow.
Bend your wrist down, your carpus down, and tuck your finger there. And then you can let go, can go straightened out because you have the point. So it's just below the carpus on the medial side. On the inside
of the front.
Of the front. What that one is, it's a very strong respiratory point. It's for the whole respiration process. It's called the source point, because it deals with the actual essence of the whole, how the lung functions and performs throughout the entire body.
And the good thing about lung 9, or any source point, is that when it's stimulated, it either adds more heat or removes, kind of backs off in terms of what the dog needs or the animal needs at any point, at that point in time, which is one of the really magical things of source points.
Now,
in
I know.
Words,
oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, what?
I know people are going to ask, because I have the same thing. I have to really think when I'm looking at above or below the wrist. I know people are going to ask, and it's pretty obvious in your picture, but I was moving things around because it was something weird was going on with the picture. So I'm going to flip back to you all and have you show people on their own wrist again, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Do you want to show on your wrist?
Well, yeah, it'll be easier. And I'll ask you to release your wrist.
Okay.
And just tuck your finger on the wrong side. I have to be the medial. No, this is the medial side,
sorry.
The thumb side. Okay. Here we are. Can you see? Tuck down. And it's on the right below the carpus, the carpal bones, which are right here, the wrist bones.
Right. So come,
right.
Try to, if you can, move your wrist. If you can, this maybe we're asking you to twister, but don't be in pain. But. It's
okay.
People are going to ask me, is it if you feel the bone, is
okay.
It going towards the thumb? I guess I'd say is on the wrist bone.
It is.
Okay. So yeah, I just want to make sure I made it. Got a good shot. Okay.
So it's on the lower side toward the thumb.
Yeah. Okay.
Toward the dew claw, actually, in this case, toward the dew claw.
Yes. Okay.
As if
Nancy's dew claw.
It's one of the most powerful points you could possibly do.
Yeah.
Because it works and balances the entire respiratory system.
Wonderful.
And which means it helps balance all the other organ systems as well. And there's Hugo.
So that's wonderful. Here. Yeah. It does a lot of things. A lot of the points, right? They do multiple things.
Yes, they do. They have lots of different energetics that magically combine together, and it's a lifelong study of points and attributes.
Okay.
The next point is CV, conception vessel. 17, and this is not the, it's hard to picture
terrible.
This, it's a very bad picture, but we're going to try to describe this, and I think we can get our little...
Nancy, if you could get on all fours and just...
describe on the picture, do you
yeah.
see the edge of,
the
I want to point
edge.
To the picture, the caudal edge, the back edge of Hugo's elbow, okay? So what you want to do to find this point, to access it, is to direct your finger and just sort of slide it past the back of his elbow to the ventral midline.
Okay.
Bottom midline. To the bottom. There's a little indent there where it's kind of like your middle of your body.
Let's get
so,
Cooper.
Okay, we can show you in Cooper. But just go to the back edge of the elbow and then slide your hand to the ventral midline, and there's literally a really wonderful little dip when your finger goes in. This is a super, super point.
Is the key essence point for your respiration. And this is, here comes our growly little boy.
Oh,
this
hi.
Is a dog. This is a dog that was... unfortunately, starved. And we go to this. Maybe I can push
old.
This down.
He's 14 years old now.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He's
so little.
You know,
oh my gosh, he's tiny.
Yeah. And then you can, oops,
you
can no. Let me put him on my lap. He's a wild one. Okay, sweetheart. So good. Okay. Okay, here's the. Here's his elbow.
Oh, let me move this.
You can't show it. Here is his elbow. and I'm going to come in to the ventral midline. And instead of just holding that point, I'm going to go around in a circle. And I'm going to go around in a little circle, nice and soft, not pressing too hard, just nice and soft. And this is called MOFA. This is a Twenat technique that helps stimulate a point, an acupressure point, in a very light but very definite method. It can cause, you know, actually warm the point. It'll actually warm the point. And he seems to not
mind.
Nice.
He's calming right down.
Yeah, calming point. Mm-hmm. So you're coming in at the level of the elbow to the midline, and you're going to give it a nice little round rubbing.
A little indentation.
And you'll know when you're done because you'll do what he did. he yawned a little, did a little.
That's what we want. And he licks and he yawns, and that's very relaxing. It opens up his... He really needed this point. Whoa.
He's liking that. He's loving it. Yeah.
All this time in his life. And I didn't know it.
He's so happy.
Okay. Well, actually, with him, I think we can. I'm trying to get him up high enough to show.
He's done his very best.
Well, I was going to show lung. Here we go. Again, here's lung 9. And hold it like this, just one single point, holding it. You are doing something called ANFA, which is just simple direct pressure. And did you like that? Yes, I do. Okay. And that is ANFA. But you can go ahead and make a tiny little circle to stimulate the point, so you're doing MOFA. These two points are the two most powerful respiratory points you could possibly use, because we want to enhance the whole respiration. That's our goal. He's being really good.
He's like going to fall asleep.
He's having a good time.
He's so happy. Oh, I forgot if I met him. Was he at your class last when I did Twenat? Was he there? I would remember. That cuteness.
Yeah. But he's a cute little guy.
He's adorable.
He probably was a mill dog, a puppy farm little fella, and he was starved. We got him, he weighed less than 4, he was about 4 pounds. And now he's almost thin. So that can tell you.
Wow.
He was just a skeleton and he would try to walk and he'd fall over. So he's a little different now.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's doing pretty darn good.
What a good model you are.
Yeah. He's trying, I'll tell you. Okay, I'm going to do one right now because I can get to it. Or we could do it. Okay, we're going to do stomach 2. What stomach 2 is about is that it's a really, really, can you see it?
Yeah.
You drop down and there's a little groove right in the dog's face, and there actually is a little opening, a little hole there that goes to the facial nerve. And what that is, it helps with drainage. So if you have a dog with eye issues, that there's too much, what's called excess lacrimation, too much eye drainage, you can use this point to help the drainage process, to start clearing it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. So that's stomach 2.
Perfect.
And again, these are obviously cross species, horses, dog, cats.
And if you want to see, you did bring a nice picture too. If you want to see up close, this is.
Yeah.
And there's Hugo's little face. You see your brother? Yeah. I'm just. Okay, he's getting fussy. Okay.
Oh, my screen.
We could try again to see if we can do it. So stomach 2 is probably, you know, on the human, you just go drop down, and on your own face, it's right here. Ow! But then again, I have allergies. So And you can get a little rug, just a nice little circle rug to help with the process.
And the amount of pressure that you're using when you activate these points is really just a little bit, especially around the eyes and on the ventral midline too. Start with a slight amount of pressure, and by that's about a pound, which is if you put your finger on your eyeball and just pressed till you felt it before it becomes uncomfortable, that's about a pound worth of pressure. So it doesn't feel like a lot, but when you're on sensitive points, it really comes across that way to the animal. So start easy, and then as they allow you, you can possibly go deeper if that works for you.
Yeah, and actually, you'll feel, when you're actually doing the pressure, you'll feel the tissues open up to you as you're working the point. If you're going in a MOFA circle, little tiny circle, and on a, you know, right around the eye, you're going to work just your, you know, one finger. You don't want to go deep. And if you're working MOFA somewhere else on the body, which we're going to get to, you can use, you know, more of your whole hand, or you can actually use the palm of your hand, using the heel of your hand. So these are actions. What Tui Fa and Tui Na is about is that you're moving the qi, you're encouraging the qi. It's, you know, along the meridian system, or your channels throughout the dog, horse, cat, human body, birds, goats, cows, calves. So you're moving it so that it rebalances and can function optimally throughout the body. Because when it's not functioning optimally, what you're going to have is some form of stagnation or blockage in the way the qi is flowing. If it's not harmoniously flowing qi, then it can build up and actually cause pain or not have one of the organs function as well as it needs to keep everything well balanced. Because that's in acupressure, what we're really after is the whole body balanced. It's where yin and yang, and I know you know those words, they're good words. Yin and yang are well balanced so that it's a dynamic balance. Nothing is absolute, which is the beauty of it all. And otherwise, anything that's living has to have a dynamic balance of yin and yang to create the qi and strength and build the immune system. So there's large, did we get, to, we didn't do large intestine, we're up to large intestine 4.
Okay.
Large intestine 4 is probably, and the one that's coming next, stomach 36. Those are the two points that when we were in Chinese medicine school, our 23rd generation Chinese medicine professor would say, when in doubt, use large intestine 4, stomach 36. Well, we all looked a little baffled at first, but then we realized those two points are so powerful. Large intestine, as Nancy was just reading even more about it this afternoon, we've got it. Everywhere you look, you can just keep reading it. There are whole books on large intestine 4 and stomach 36. But here's large intestine 4. And on a dog, it is right on the top side of the webbing of the dufa. They're on both legs. By the way, everything we have covered, is except for CV17, is obviously in the middle, on the ventral midline. But stomach 2 and lung 9 are on both legs. So when you do one, they're bilateral. When you do one, we want you to do, at least as a beginner, to do the other side as well. So it's on the webbing, the top side, the webbing of the dew claw. And of course, usually somebody says, well, what if they don't have a dew claw? It's been flipped off. You'll always feel, if you go, just put your hand flat, you will feel the nub of the scar because it's under the skin. Again, that's what you hold. It's, the energy is still there, even if the Duplo is not. So that you stay on the upside, the top side of the Duplo for large intestine 4.
Okay.
It's just, do you want to go into more about it's more respiratory? Mm-hmm. Oh, you read that to me and I thought it was interesting. But, okay.
Okay. And should I go to 736?
Yep.
Yes, please.
And now we're in the other superpower powerful point. It's on the hind leg, all the way back to the hind leg. And it's just below the patella and lateral to the outside, below the patella. You will feel a dent where it is. It's off the bone. So you can feel right in there where Nancy has her finger, and that is stomach 36. Stomach 36, I think Chinese medicine practitioners worldwide use that constantly. Not only does it have anything to do with digestion, which it does, it's the gastrointestinal tract, master point for the GI tract, but it also is the earth point, which is very balancing with earth.
It also boosts the immune system dramatically, and it raises qi in the body. So if a dog is depleted, this is a very good point to access and promote qi, the energy of qi, and also the flow of qi through the body. Has a really positive double effect with that.
Its actual name is Leg 3 Mile, and in China, the runners during ancient times, that's how they communicated, they ran from village to village, and they would actually stimulate that stomach 36 to give them energy to run another 3 miles, and then another 3 miles. Then another 3 miles.
Called like
so
3 miles.
It was an energy point, a balancing point, a stabilizing point. It's an all-round point. So when they said large intestine 4, stomach 36, we're looking at the immune system points that are super powerful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
So do you have questions at this point?
Let me see. Does anybody have questions in the chat? I'm just going to go backwards here and see if I missed any. Nope, we caught that. Maybe just tell everybody how many times a day or how often should they do these points?
They can do these points once every other day or every third day. See how the animal reacts. You know, you want to see how if your dog is showing benefit for it, then you can slack off a little, because it means that you've encouraged his qi to take on the job. Because what you're doing is bringing energy to his or her qi so that it can be a harmonious flow of qi and build the immune system.
And okay, thank you for that. And then how long to massage? I guess we're talking about like 2.5 hours.
That's a good question. And there's, you can use a timing method of at least 30 seconds, either direct pressure or doing one of the 2.5 hour moves. The other thing is to watch for the animal's releases. Like when we saw Koopy starting to yawn and his head sort of dropped, and physically from here, he just kind of went, oh, let his shoulders down. So watch for those kinds of reactions from the dog, and that will also let you know that, okay, this is taking effect and it's been positive. If the dog moves to you, that's a really good sign that they would like to have a little more pressure, and they can self-regulate that also, but be aware of that. If they move away, it's a good indicator they probably have had enough.
Mm-hmm. As I was going to say, kitties do that more, I find, when they're done.
Yeah. I had a dog at Chesapeake who literally would come to me when she was ready for her session.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So once they know that you can help them, they really want you to do it, and they'll come and participate. And in fact, Nancy had a horse that she'd say, show me, and this horse could show her what points to work. Once they know what acupressure and the benefit is, they'll want it.
Yeah. Yeah. My cat Gracie, she's very like, this is what I would like you to do now. Like, she comes over and you do what she wants, and then she's done. She walks away. Okay.
Smart cat.
You're done.
Very smart.
Know that's what she's doing too. So.
Yeah. You know, I think it's all about being in tune with them. And I feel like this work helps people too. When I'm talking about animal communication, it just is a very easy way to really connect in with your pets and understand what they're needing. And sometimes you even get a better understanding of things. Just kind of pop in your mind when you're doing this work. I find, you know, if people are struggling, it helps to do some hands-on work with them. Yes, thank you for asking. That was a great question.
And I would agree with that wholeheartedly. And one of our practitioners from years ago called just this a couple weeks ago and said almost that same thing, that it's such an honor to get to work with the animals, that it's a spiritual connection in many ways. So,
yeah. Yeah, they teach us.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I think you brought up the point about the animal communication is that animals, we do need to pay attention. They ask for things. They know what they need. Once they trust that you can supply it, that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll come to you. So or you can be sitting, even watching TV, and the dog comes and looks at you. That's the moment that you need to pay attention to.
Yes, and don't miss it.
That's a big deal.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and it's about trusting yourself too, you know, just trusting that that's really what's happening instead of perhaps dismissing it and thinking, well, no, that can't be what it is. Just go for it and see how they respond. So,
could I ask the audience if they've been trying to find these points on their dogs or cats while
yeah we're... absolutely. Are you all there with your animals? Is anybody there trying this at home while we're doing this live? I'm wondering that too. I was wondering if people are doing this live. I'm sure people on the replay will be trying to practice while they're doing it. And by the way, we do have a podcast. I'm getting some information from just statistics that people listen to the show a lot, sometimes more than viewing it, which I find interesting, but it's on all the major networks or channels if you're interested in listening. Okay, so Tori says, my dog Cecilia was very much enjoying stomach 36 right now, and it felt like she came back up into the acupoint after some light pressure. So most likely it was a deficiency of some sort, she asks, or puts question mark.
Yes. You know, I'm not sure that word is, but maybe that's what the dog needed you to bring back to the surface. The word deficiency has other meanings in the Chinese medicine world. So I think that the point itself, when you're stimulating it, and you could use your palm if you have a big dog, when you're stimulating it, because it has a huge energy orb. It's very large. You don't have to worry about one single point on certain points that are very big, high energy, and you can bring that to it. So it's just reminding that energy is what you were doing.
And it's nice that you were able, Tori, to feel the energy come to that point and get sort of feel the balancing from that stimulation. Well done.
Good.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You're picking up on that. I'm asking her in the chat what kind of dog, big or little, while you're talking, but I haven't seen her response yet. Limited notes allowed to type. Okay. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
I would say big. I don't know. But that was very good.
Just for a minute or two, that if people want to get a chart with these points that we've just done on to help their dogs with respiratory issues, no matter what respiratory issue, not just allergies and dealing with allergens, but they're welcome to come to our website. And what is it? So info at?
Just tall grass.
Tall grass. It's tall grass, and you can put it in the chat, tall grass at animalacupressure.com, and acupressure is spelled with one C, acupressure.com.
Okay, it's tall grass at, the website is tall grass at acupressure.com.
Well,
I have it in the description, but...
Yeah, the email.
The email. Okay, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, okay. The email, tallgrass at animal. We need the animal.
Oh, animal. Okay, whoops.
acupressure.com.
Animal. Okay, at this point, they don't
send you your personal chart with these specific points on them.
That's so nice of you. Thank you so much for... providing that offer. And I should have said that at the beginning. I didn't put it in the ad. I totally blanked on that. But I will, I'll mention that in some of the future marketing too, that people can get
that
information.
Send the chart off to you.
Thank you. That's so nice. Okay. So she's a medium dog, about 36 pounds. Okay. That's great. Thank you. Okay, so any other questions or comments or anything anyone's noticed while they're doing this or revelations? Okay, I don't see anything right now. Oh, thanks, Amy. Thanks, Nancy. Yes, thank you so much. We always love having both of you. Thank you. You are just the wisdom, the knowledge, the years of training and, well, not just training, working and showing other people, teaching people. It's a lot. So we are very grateful to have you here. And there's a lot of resources on your website. As mentioned, I have the website information in the description of the show. Like if you go down under the video and you scroll down, there's information about how to get to your website. And there I actually have an affiliate link. So there's some discount information there for certain things on there. And you have classes coming up too, right?
We do.
Yeah, we do. We have an equine 3-day class, which is the meridians and specific conditions, and that's in Colorado. It's at a very nice ranch, a small ranch, and Becky Perez is teaching it. She happens to be and is an excellent and close to 30 years of being a licensed acupuncturist who is now teaching all our equine courses. And Lori is top notch. She was here last weekend.
And she was on the show too. She did some winter equine, which also applies to dogs and cats too, but go check that out.
She'll probably be on again sometime, I hope.
Yes, so. I hope so. Yeah, definitely. We'd love to have her back. And there is a playlist on here, so if you're looking for more of this, you can go there too and watch more of Tallgrass with Lori, Nancy, and Amy.
So that's the meridians in specific conditions. And then in early August, I think it's the second and the third, something pretty close to that, first week in August, there's a 2-day Twain-Out class. And the Twain-Out class will cover close to 15 different hand techniques, which if you're a massage therapist, if you're an acupuncturist, if you're an acupressurist, whatever, this will give you some resources in how to move qi throughout the body.
It's great. Wonderful. Yeah, I really love that class.
So
excellent.
It's a 2-day, and it is an advanced class because we would like you to know your meridians so you know when you're going to be what we call dredging a meridian, so you're clearing it. There are just incredibly strong techniques that I think is greater than simply holding a point. which is wonderful too. Nothing wrong with that, not at all. But it's, and that's the beginning of understanding acupressure. But when it's acupressure massage, which is what Tui Na is, it enhances the body, which is a better session, more benefit, powerful session.
Yeah.
So that beginning of August, it'll be a great class. Again, that's going to be in Colorado. And just look on our website and register. It's a good class.
Absolutely. And there's also a ton of information on there. Just research. It just really nice charts and things like that. Books, just a lot of cool stuff. Just go take a look. Go through there. Use the affiliate link. You'll get a little discount for that too. And then also check out their classes on there for sure. There's online classes too to get started, right? You've got some, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you everybody who's watched. And please like, I always forget to say this, like, share, subscribe. I did the little thingy, I showed it, but I forgot to say it. Like, share, subscribe the show. We really appreciate it. And it helps a lot to do that. More than you know, it helps the algorithm. So I guess that's pretty much it. Amy and Nancy, don't go away. And we will, you know, feel free to let us know in the comments if you have any questions and let us know how this worked. Let us know how it went when you tried this on your animals at home. And that's it. Thank you so much and God bless. Stay close.
Rub my belly. Rub my belly. Rub my belly. My belly. My belly.